Back to school, education as it was in the latter 1800s, circa 1875. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. GenWeb in Chapter 10, titled Educational, as has been said, the first school taught in Richland County was opened in 1847. It was in the room of Peter Kinder's house in Richwood Town, and from that small beginning has grown and ramified into the present full tree of education. No district is complete without its schoolhouses. In Richland County, there are now some 130 buildings used for that purpose, covering an investment of about $40,000 and employing about 210 teachers who have enrolled in the neighborhood of 7,500 scholars in Richland County. Behold, from how small a beginning, great results may follow. In 1875, there were enrolled in the various schools of the county 5,429 scholars between the school ages of 4 and 20. At that time, 127 teachers were employed, and the schools of that period are spoken of as being in fine condition. But those who have lived in the county from an early date say that the last 8 years have been a remarkable improvement over that. This is partly due to the active exertions of W.S. Sweet, the present superintendent of schools in the county, who, to a liberal education and strong natural abilities, brings an earnest desire to raise the standard of excellence and quality of educational status. The number of scholars enrolled in the various school districts of the county during the year of 1879 is where given by civil towns to the following. For each, 16 for convenience of reference were Aiken, 323, Bloom, 536, Dayton, 440, Buena Vista, 340, Eagle, 454, Forest, 383, Henrietta, 364, Ithaca, 455, Marshall, 385, Orion, 272, Richland, 663, Richwood, 626, Rockbridge, 492, Sylvan, 434, Westford, 468, and the town of Willow, 380. For that, a grand total of 7,029 in the whole county. There were at that time 127 schools taught by 203 teachers who were paid salaries that averaged for males $28.48 and for females $20.34. Most of the buildings were in good state of repair, and the county superintendent in his report for that date speaks quite proudly of the efficiency of the corps of teachers that Richland County has.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative, achy, breaky news. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.